Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm Jonathan Friedman, joined alongside John Dustin in the studio today. John, it's always a pleasure to be with you.
Great to be here, Jonathan. Thank you.
Nice to have you. And our next guest up is Pam Oliver. Pam is with Horizon Business Valuations. Welcome, Pam.
Thank you. Good morning.
Great to have you on the show. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about your business and what you do? Obviously, business valuations, but...
Yes, obviously, business valuations. So Horizon Business Valuations performs business appraisals of privately held companies and litigation support services.
So you must be busy. There's always a lot going on.
Always a lot going on, yes.
So Pam, a lot of entrepreneurs might not... know the bandwidth of what a valuation's good for. A lot of times they think it's just when they're time to bottle up and sell, but why don't you explain some of the litigation services for split ups, personal, corporate, that you get involved with?
Right, sure. I spend a lot of time performing valuations for litigation purposes, whether it is a business divorce or a marital divorce. The family business needs to have a number of value placed on that business or business interest, very similar to real estate. So I will get involved. Usually I get called by the attorney who's heading the case, and I'll get involved in appraising that business so then the parties can do what they need to do and move on. So it's not always a marital divorce, but business partners sometimes will decide that they no longer want to be in a partnership together. So they need to decide on how to sell one or both of their interests, etc.
And you come in as that independent party, really not representing either side, or typically representative of one side or another? Or is that, litigation is complex, obviously, but really looking for somebody to give them some sense of what the business is worth. It's not a shingle sale. They're not hanging up a shingle and saying, I'm asking $29.99 for this.
Correct. By standards and by professional ethics, I'm completely independent in my valuations, and it's most important in the litigation setting. Although I may be hired by one side to determine this value, it is an independent valuation, so that there's no misunderstandings as far as the valuation and whose side I'm working for.
Jonathan, as a business consultant, you probably see this a lot. I think a lot of businesses, whether they're small or corporate governance, they don't even have an idea of what the asset's worth. They have estimates. They might have talked to their buddy at the coffee shop. Do you see a lot of proactive people going out before they're going to sell, or well in advance, and getting valuations periodically, or is it usually at the 11th hour?
Usually at the 11th hour, but we always like people, business owners, that are planning ahead, and they have an exit plan. They're looking to value their business now so that in the next 3 or 5 years they can execute a plan to sell their business. That is, planning is everything. That's optimal, and we love that. And that is a non-litigation valuation, which I certainly welcome in doing. And when a business owner is planning and thinking ahead in that respect, they can really do a lot to maybe increase the value of their business. Because business valuation, a component of it is assessing risk in that business. So if you can identify risk, which decreases value, then if you can put some plans in place to reduce that risk, then you have the potential of increase in value.
This is right in John's wheelhouse. I know that.
And it's in my wheelhouse, but that's where you come in to increase the value of the business and help them clean it up.
Absolutely. And to your point, I think it's an interesting follow-up to John's question. It seems as though a lot of businesses don't really think about, value today versus long-term value and how to increase that value. At the end of the day, it's many people's largest assets, and they never think about how do I get it from X to Y and what is that eventual exit. Are there other indicators or other reasons why? And I could think about, outside financing, perhaps banks require it.
Correct.
Just somebody asking you in the course of conversation, hey, what's the size of your business? And geez, I know what my revenue is, but I have no idea what my value is.
Right. So Other than litigation purposes, I get involved also for tax compliance reasons. So again, in that planning aspect, you know, gifting your business interest, maybe down to your children, if you have a child that is working in the business. And
so succession, estate planning.
Succession and estate planning. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's a plan in place to start gifting ownership interest down to your children. When you gift a interest in a privately held company, a tax return, a gift tax return is required, and therefore an appraisal, a business valuation is needed. So I'll get involved with those things as well.
So you have an extensive background, not only in business valuation certifications, but also some tax background as well.
Yes, I'm a CPA, a certified public accountant by training and experience. So prior to getting into the business valuation area, I was always, I worked in public accounting, working with these small to mid-sized businesses in the area of taxation, financial reporting, accounting, which really provides me with a unique skill set in servicing these businesses, because I've been on the side of understanding their financial information and accounting, and I can utilize that and carry that over to the valuation area. Small to mid-sized companies are a unique business in the respect that the level of management and the financial information that may be available is completely different than a larger company. So there's many times I have to go in and put my CPA hat on and get numbers that are meaningful to then use for valuation purposes.
You raise a really interesting point, because one of the things that I think probably happens often in your business, I would imagine, is there's a disconnect between what an owner may perceive their value to be and what the actual value based on you doing your work is. And so how much of it are you playing sort of that, you know, psychologist, so to speak, and say, you know, you have to understand there's a lot of variables here that decrease the value of your business, you know,
right,
whether it's concentration of client base or whatever it may be, these mitigating factors that an owner might not always think about. So is that a big part of your role when you're working for, you know, somebody calls you in to do an independent valuation of their business as opposed to in litigation?
Yes, because there's that sweat equity value that a lot of business owners, you know, feels not being included in the valuation that I've then derived. So it really comes down to just like much of my work with the attorneys, and whether it's in court testifying, it's education. It's as educating the business owner or the judge or the attorney about valuation and what really drives value. So in that case where a business owner is thinking his business is worth more than what I come up with, you know, first of all, we may discuss it. And why do you think it's worth more? Because maybe there's something that I didn't consider or that was not conveyed to me that, you know, I need to reconsider my position. That happens sometimes. But then on the other side, you know, things that the business owner does not consider that decrease or depress that value, I bring it to their attention.
For the business owners and entrepreneurs out there, so that they're not scared, the litigation service is actually the higher end of what you offer. But is there a scale of different products, like you talked about the non-litigation valuation, so they understand that they can get this service without a host of forensic accountants and whatever?
Right. Yes, there are a couple.
The down and dirty, quick and dirty? My bank's asking
There's
me for
that.
Evaluation. Help.
There are a few different levels of service that I can provide. And, you know, you have to understand that, or the business owner has to understand that a privately held company cannot easily be determined as far as value like its counterpart, a public company. Public companies, we can open up the Wall Street Journal, we can see what the PE ratio is and determine what your shares are worth. When you're dealing with a private company, you're trying to determine what their shares, that stock, is worth. So as you can imagine, there's a lot of work that needs to be done in order to determine that. But yes, there are different levels of services. A formal valuation, which is the most expensive, I kind of call it or equate it to my audit equivalent. you know, that's appropriate if it's going in front of a judge, if it's litigation, or if it's going in front of the IRS. But when there are valuations done for business management or business planning purposes, you know, the level of scope can be cut back significantly, and therefore the price. So, you know, we call that a calculated value. It's kind of an estimated valuation, doesn't have all the bells and whistles attached to it. However, it is limited in scope and limited in its use, but it's perfect for business planning purposes.
I don't know how many times, Jonathan, we get involved where somebody will say, look, we're looking to acquire a business, and the business broker, who, by the way, is representing the seller, has put together the valuation. I'm like, do you think you should consider an outside or, you know, another opinion? So that's another situation.
As indicated, where you have a business broker that may be representing a seller, what are some of the questions that a buyer might ask in order to bring somebody like yourself on? Is that pretty standard fare to say, hey, I want my own independent valuation? Is a meeting of the minds between the broker and the valuator? How do those...
So when someone is looking to sell their business, they usually come to me. If they're going to come to me before a broker, they usually come to me before seeing a broker to get an idea of what their business is worth. Now, I have certainly worked in reverse where the business broker has already been involved and maybe they even have a purchase and sale signed. But typically when I come in, it's because the bank is now going to finance the deal and the buyer needs the valuation.
Good stuff. So any trends, anything that you're seeing over the last couple of years, several years, in terms of, you know, has your business changed? Have there been some, you know, external forces that have caused shifts, things that, you know, are we in a period of more regulation, less regulation? Is it harder to do a valuation than it was perhaps a decade ago? Or,
well, you know? Valuation in itself is always changing.
It's competitive.
It's competitive. Probably... over the last 20 years, it's become a recognized area of specialty. Many years ago, it was your local accountant who would scribble on the back of an envelope what he thought the value of your business was worth. But now it's really has become a specialty. You know, the best advice I can give a business owner in making their business more valuable is to make themselves less valuable to the business.
So not be an integral part of the transition.
Exactly. And that's hard for a lot of business owners to let go of
Absolutely.
The control of it. But if you have a value that's tied to the business owner and the business owner's continued involvement in the company, then it's going to be hard to sell.
I think you know this guy, Jeff Davis, Jonathan.
I've heard
and
the
I
name.
Think he preaches to me over the past 10 years, work on the business, not in the business, front room, not back room, similar to what you're describing,
exactly.
So that if you go to release at some point.
Absolutely. You know, if the business is tied to you when you go, then where does that leave
I think
the
he's only coined it to me about 1,000 times.
Well,
but I'm a quick learner.
You'll get it eventually. Pam, interesting stuff. If our listeners want to get in touch with you, what's the best way for them to reach out to you?
Sure. My phone number is 508-238-1501. And my email is pos@horizonbv.com.
Excellent. Pam Oliver, Horizon Business Valuations. It's been a pleasure having you on Radio Entrepreneurs. And we look forward to another story. I was going to ask a question around goodwill, but I suspect that's an entire segment probably.
Okay. We'll reserve that for next time.
Excellent. Well, it was a pleasure having you on. I'm Jonathan Friedman alongside John Dustin.
Jonathan, thank you for having me.
And we'll be right back with another segment on Radio Entrepreneurs.